Brett, delighted to have you in studio of Highland Radio to recap your brilliant performance in Samoa, a silver medal at the Youth Commonwealth Games, and it's just over a week since it all took place. How's the last 7 days been for you?
Tough fashion, to be honest. Starting to get rid of the jet lag. It's hit me especially yesterday. Just different times of the day, you know, just getting tired, and it just coming over me out of nowhere. But it's been very good coming back to the homecoming, and knowing I did well out there, I'm happy enough.
Yeah, and I suppose to help ease that jet lag, all you have to do is look over at that silver medal beside you, Brett.
It's a nice feeling now. It was nice coming back with bronze in 2012, but the silver's definitely topped that. I had a hard route to getting it. There was a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication put in, but I'm glad it's over now, and I'm glad I've got something to show for it.
Yeah, and it was a brilliant performance overall by the Northern Ireland team, because there was three goals. There was the silver that you won, and not forgetting about Tiernan Bradley up the road in Oma as well, also bringing a silver. Did that beat all expectations of the Northern Ireland team, Brett?
John set big expectations of us anyway. He knew we were a strong team. He expected big things from us, but we topped the medal table by a mile. I think the closest to us was Scotland. They had two golds, and they had a silver and a bronze, and that was very strong from them as well, but we topped them well, and we were the strongest team over there, definitely. We actually came eighth overall in the medal table, and I think we only won 9 medals, and 5 of them came from the boxing.
And in the 3 fights that you had, I suppose you couldn't have got 3 tougher fights in the draw, Brett?
My first fight was a tough one, boxing New Zealand. Actually, I looked up on the website, and they had him down to the favourite as one in goal. I was thinking in the back of my head, then it's going to be a tough one. But I'd actually trained with him a few days before it. We were making weight, and I just watched him on the pads. And you can't really go by pads, but I seen his technique and stuff, and I knew it was going to be a tough fight. And it definitely was a tough fight, but I got the one.
Yeah, so that was the first one against the New Zealander. If he was one of the favourites, you bossed that one, because you didn't drop a round up until the final. So to take victory against the big New Zealand fighter, that was the start that you really wanted. You couldn't have asked for a better start.
Definitely. He threw a lot of punches. I've never boxed anybody that has threw as many punches in my life, constantly for 3 rounds. He never stopped throwing, but I didn't want to match him for punches, because there wasn't a lot of quality in them, but I knew I could match him for quality. So if he was throwing 3 to my 1, but mine was good quality, his was just, I was taking his on the gloves, you know what I mean, and they weren't scoring shots. But he's a very fit lad. For 3 rounds, me and him went toe-to-toe, but thankfully I'd like to think I won every round, and I did win every round.
And you done that again against the Australian and the semi-final, going into that fight, I'm sure, with loads of confidence, Brett.
The Australian, we were out in Canberra for 2 weeks at the AIS first for a training camp, and I'd done plenty of rounds with him. I'd done about, I'd say, 25 rounds, and then we'd done 3 test matches, which was 3 rounds each, but I knew myself. I said to people back home, to my coaches and my family, I said, if I perform, I'll beat him, as simple as that. And I did perform. It was a tough enough fight, don't get me wrong. He was strong. He was probably the strongest boxer I boxed out of the 3 lads, but I controlled the fight, and won every round, so I was definitely happy.
Just before we look at that final and go through the rounds against the English opponent, how difficult was it to acclimatise out there, because you're right on the equator, you're the other side of the world. It takes 2 days to get there and another 2 days to come back. So what was the process like of getting ready to fight in Samoa for you?
Definitely tough now, but John had prepared us very well. Down in Jordanstown, there's an acclimatisation chamber down there, so there is, and he had it set at 30 degrees and 80% humidity. And we'd done a few circuits and a few bits and bobs every Saturday went up to try and get us used to it. It did help, don't get me wrong, but it was still nothing compared to when you're out there, when you had that heat constantly. 20 minutes, we were allowed outside for maybe 20 minutes max in one time, and even at that there, it was draining it out of you. You go most places, even on holidays, to get away from the sun, you go into the shade. But even when the sun wasn't out, it's just a dead heat constantly. I asked one of the locals, I said, what's your temperature? He said, this is what it is all year. Even when it's raining, it's just still the same, still about 30 degrees. But it was tough, it definitely was tough. But after a few days, when you get training in it, and try and stay hydrated as much as you can, and try and stay out of the sun, then it's all right. Like, because in fairness, the air conditioning was very good, and like the sports facilities. And if it wasn't, we would have been a wall early.
Yeah, because when you do, when you go away to championships, and if you look at other sports, high altitude or a lot of heat that can affect athletes. So I suppose it was a very difficult balancing act to get that right, because the locals could have had an edge on you, but thankfully it didn't turn out that way.
Well, especially the mornings of us making weight. Like, we were training the night before just to get that last wee bit of weight off us or whatever, to make sure everything was all right. And I, like, there was people, some of the African countries, they had to drop a bit of weight the morning of the weigh-in because there was no fights that day, and they were out running with jackets and hats, and it was nothing to them. Like, this is probably, if anything, this was their normal day. And I'll tell you, if I had went running with a jacket or a hat on, you would probably never see me the rest of the competition.
Well, anyway, let's go into that final now. In the last couple of days, you went on against an English opponent, and what was it like getting into that final? What was the mindset like for you, Brett? Because you came off the back of two huge results for it.
The sport was great. Like, once I was in the final, all I wanted was gold. And I said this to a few people, but I remember watching Jason Quigley win the silver at the Worlds, and he came out after his fight, and he was almost in tears when he was chatting to RTE cameras. He was in tears, and I remember watching it thinking, Jason, do you realise what you've just done here? You've just been beating a world final, you have a silver medal. And he was having none of it. Like, he wasn't happy. He was, all he wanted was the gold. And I was the same, to be honest, because I could relate to that. Once you had the silver, like on the Wednesday night, once I had beat Dozzy and I knew I had silver in the bag, and I got all the messages of support and everything, and I was so ready, like I was so motivated, and all I wanted was gold, and I didn't get it. I gave a good fight, I gave everything I had, no regrets, like, but I didn't get it, and to be honest, I'd never rest until I did get it, you know what I mean?
And that fight was the first time that you dropped rounds in the competition as well?
I came back after the first round, and John said to me, he said, it's very close, he said, it was a good round for me. He was a slick boxer. Like, put it this way, if I had been lazy or if I had made mistakes, he would have made me look bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He was very classy. But the first round was very close, and John said to me, just going out, he said, I think you might have nicked it. Second round was probably my worst round of the whole competition. I was very poor in the second round. I did very little work, and to be honest, I didn't realise I did very little work until I watched the fight back, and I was nearly ready to pull the hair out of my head when I was watching it, seeing myself doing as little. And then in the third round, I won the third round comfortably. Yeah. Comfortably. If I was to fight him again in the morning, what I did in the second round, I boxed him at his pace. He looked good. He moved about. He was cocky. Like, he fancied himself a wee bit. And in the second round, he dictated. He done what he wanted. I boxed him at his pace. And John said to me, after the second round, he said, you're going to have to take him out of his comfort zone, take the fight to him, get in his face and get on his chest and let the punches go. And that's what I did. And I won the last round. I definitely won the last round. But unfortunately, it was a wee bit late.
Was the fact that maybe that you had a tougher draw to get through to the final, was that a factor? Because the big English, the guy that won gold, he definitely had an easier route into that decider. Was that maybe playing a factor in the result, do you think, Brett?
I wouldn't like to use any excuses, but I definitely had the toughest route. Like, two tough fights, and I know he stopped his fella in the semi-final, one of the African lads, but I can't really use any excuses. I still felt fresh enough in the final. I felt a lot fresher in the semi-finals than I did in the quarter, because I took sick the morning of the weigh-in. There was a fever out there and I got it. But no excuses. Like, I felt fresh enough going into the final. I felt fresh even going into the last round, and I gave it everything. But unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. You celebrated your 17th birthday on Sunday, and you had a difficult journey home because you were badly affected by sunburn when the boxing finished. But now, in these last number of days, you're only the second Donegal man to ever win a Commonwealth medal. So your name has gone down in sport and history and folklore here in the county, Brett. And is there a big sense of achievement when you know that now, that what you have come to in Samoa and what you won?
Definitely, especially when I got home to the homecoming. Like, I remember coming back in 2012, and there was a few about the house, and I loved it. There was plenty about, and it was good crack. Like, and it made me appreciate it even more. But Monday was something different. Like, there was I'd say I didn't even meet all the people in my house, and it was and they were there for hours. Like, and it was plenty of pictures and all, but I have to say it was overwhelming when I came back. When I got out of the car, I was afraid to walk into the house. There was that many people. I was that nervous. I was more nervous walking into the house than I was before my fights. There was such a big crowd, and there's some people I hadn't seen for a while. My Amory Meehan, my old principal, and everything was there. It was nice to see them all, like, and especially for them, they turn out for me doing well over in Samoa. It was great, and I really appreciated it.
Yeah, and you like winning medals. That's now two at major championships, a bronze in the European schoolboys. You've got a Commonwealth silver. When you won two, you want to win a couple more, don't you? So what's next for you, Brett?
I'll few weeks off now, let the hair down, recharge the batteries, Oisin, but I'd say it'd be an even bigger year for me next year. I'm the right age next year for these youths, and I have the Worlds and the Europeans. I've missed it all the way up. The schoolboy Worlds was the year before me and the year after me, because it's every year, or every 2 years, sorry. And then at junior level, it was the year before me and the year after me, but now at youth level, it's my year. So first of all, I have to get out of the country, win the Irish youths. I would like to think I'm confident anyway on winning them, get them, and then have the Europeans and the Worlds you look forward to. So it's as big a year, if not a bigger year, next year.
Yeah,
so.
And with the level of boxing that's in Ireland, it's extremely hard to get out of the country, isn't it?
Very, very tough now. Some people wouldn't realise it because we're a small enough country. Like, but see, when we go away to other championships, maybe it wouldn't be the same in different sports, but everybody's looking at the Irish. Yeah. And I mean that. People are looking at the Irish, even... like New Zealand lads and one of the African countries, I think it was the Seychelles, were over asking John, and Singapore actually, they were over asking John for his email address to get our training schedule so they can take it into their country and try and improve their boxers, like, because we were so strong out there. Our first 12 fights, we hadn't won loss, you know what I mean? It took to the final for any of us to get beat. And the level of boxing in Ireland is very, very strong, like, so it'd be tough to get out of the country, but I'd definitely be confident.
Yeah. Just finally, you mentioned a guy a short time ago there, Jason Quigley, who's now turned pro. I know you're only 17 years of age and you've still got a lot of boxing to come over the next few years at amateur level, but do you want to make this your full-time thing, Brett? Do you want to go where Jason Quigley has gone? Do you want to reach the big lights and the big stage?
Definitely, like, Jason's done it the right way. He's probably the best promoter in the world, and rightly so, because of how good he is. But I'll definitely see myself as a pro someday. Like, my style suits it as well. Now that the scoring's changed at amateur, it suits me even more. It's more like a pro score now. But definitely, pro would be for me, 100%.
Before you turn pro, you have to get the Worlds and the Europeans under your belt. And enjoy your time off from boxing the next couple of weeks, Brett. But I'm sure we'll be speaking to you again in the future. Thanks for coming on. Congratulations on your Commonwealth medal.
Thanks very much, Oisin.